3. Now, joining me is Rob Greenland. He's a blogger from Moortown and a dad. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Liz.
You would really like your street in Moortown, around there, shut down once a week, let your boy play out.
Yeah, well, we'd be interested in doing that. I mean, over the last, basically about 6 weeks, he's 6 years old, and he started to... He's seen other kids playing out in the street, and he's you know, been badgering us a bit, saying, can I play out, Dad? And we weren't sure. Do you know what I mean? A lot of the stuff, I bet it's been on Twitter this morning, and people will be talking about it. We were worried about what it'd be like, kind of him out on the street. But we relented, and we're doing it. It's all right, you know? We worry a bit, but he's kind of... It's going
so when he gets home tonight from school, he's six, and if, providing it's not raining, which might be a miracle, what, you just let him play out with the traffic, or what?
Well, he'll come back, he'll get changed, and then he'll probably say, can I go out, Dad? He'll probably see if there's any kids kind of around, and he'll go out, and we keep a bit of an eye on him, because we are, you know, and I don't want to pretend that we're not worried about this. You do worry about it. It's a street where, I don't know, probably a car passes one every 2 to 3 minutes, so it's not a really busy street, but it's also not, you know, it's not a kind of cul-de-sac where there's no cars at all.
Are the cars parked down the side of your street?
Yeah, there's cars kind of on the street, and some on the, you know, parking a bit on the grass verge and that kind of thing, which has a mixed effect, because it can slow down the traffic, which helps, but it, you know, again, I can understand why some people with cars are going to be a bit worried about that. A ball going to get put through the window, all that kind of stuff.
Does it worry you that they might put a ball through a window of someone's car?
Yeah, but we chat with Francis, we talk to the other kids as well, and we try to encourage them to play responsibly, you know, and I think kids, you know, most of the time are more sensible than we maybe give them credit
for. Is there a garden anywhere they can play?
Yeah, we've got a back garden. And
what's wrong with that then?
It can be a bit kind of isolating. Sometimes they're playing on their own in the back garden. Obviously, you can invite the friends in. But I think the interesting thing with going out into the streets is that it creates kind of opportunities for spontaneous play, I suppose. Because other kids, you know, and this genuinely happens since... So other kids started playing out, Francis starts playing out, and then others since then have seen some coming out and come out to play as well. And I think the more you get... The more people get the sense that this is a place for that's safe for kids to play, and then there's more parents as well. You know, we'll keep a bit of an eye out. The other parents keep a bit of an eye out, and you know, in that way, I think it becomes safer the more children do it.
And now, there's been a reaction on Twitter. Liz says this. No, she thinks it's a ridiculous idea to close down a street so that kids can play out. She says, "I live at the end of my street. I need to get in and out. I don't see," says Liz, "why I should be stuck in my house because of other people's kids. What if I work late and I've got to get home? How do I get to my house if they shut the street down? It's a stupid idea. There's a park, 5 minutes walk, if the parents can be bothered to take them instead of abandoning them to the road."
There's lots of things to discuss there, isn't there? I mean, I think not everybody has a park 5 minutes from where they live. And I think, I mean, a lot of parents would agree with me. You get, you know, I pick my son up most days from school. You haven't got the time to go to the park every day. You know, we're fortunate we have got a park 5 or 10 minutes walk away.
Now, why not do that then? Let him play out tonight?
Because I've got to make the tea. You know, it's kind of, there's things to do. And I think it's kind of interesting. There's giving them a bit more freedom, I think, is good for kids as well. And they, you know, and we go to the park. We will try and go to the park maybe one evening a week, or we'll go at the weekend. But there just isn't, practically, there isn't the time for us to kind of go to do that.
Rob's here. He's a dad. He lives in Moortown. He likes the idea that they're already doing in Bristol of being able to shut down his street and streets around so that kids can play out, let's say, one night a week. Robin tweeted, she says, "It's just silly. Where would the cars go? What about people with disabilities? What if it's raining or kids are not home so they want a different night?"
I'd be interested in exploring that kind of stuff. You know, I think there is... What they've done in Bristol, I think they tend to close the road for a couple of hours. They'll often do it kind of after school, so between, you know, kind of 3:30 and 5:30 or something like that, and they do it in negotiation with other people on the street. People know when it's going to be, and practically people, you know, can park at either end of where the street is temporarily closed. And my understanding is also that you put stewards at either end, and if someone needs to get through, the steward kind of walks through with the car to park in the
house. How would that happen in your community in Moortown?
Again,
being volunteers, you're making the tea, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I'm sure we could sort it out between us. You know, maybe.
Rachel is in Leeds 15. She says on the text, it's 81333 with Leeds at the start. She says, "I think closing our road to enable the kids to play safely is a great idea. A lot of our time, our road..."